Welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Bubbles and Outdoor Dialogue. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I'll be bringing you all kinds of English to wake up your language learning skills. Bubbles and Outdoor Dialogue. The Dialogue for Beginners. Okay, we're interviewing Robert today about his bubble wand and the other things that he likes to do outside. Okay, Robert, what did you find when you came home from school today that I had bought you?
I found a bubble sword.
A bubble sword, okay, and how do you use it?
You unscrew, then you spin around and bubbles come out.
Oh, okay. Is it fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you had other kinds of bubble makers?
Mm-hmm. One was a handheld and one was a big gun.
Oh, a big gun. And how did the big gun work?
Well, you put the bubbles. You put the bubbles into the gun, then you shoot it.
Oh, right. So you pull the trigger.
Mhm.
Okay. So tell me, do you like the spring?
Mhm.
What do you like to do outside apart from blow bubbles? What else do you like to do?
I like to play with my friends at school.
Yeah, and when you come home, what kind of things do you like to do outside now that it's nice weather?
I like to run outside and go on the computer inside.
Oh, okay. And do you have a bike?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And where do you ride your bike?
Usually to the stop sign and the trampoline.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks for the interview.
Advanced. Because it's spring, we spend a lot of time outside. We have even started to have barbecues on our deck. Often we will barbecue some steaks, chicken, or hot dogs, and have them with salad and baked potatoes. It is really a wonderful way to eat. The fresh air and the sunshine make the food taste even better. Mind you, it also depends on which way the wind is blowing. Our next door neighbours recently bought a miniature pony, which lives in a triangular shelter right next to our hedge. It is a really cute animal, but when you are enjoying a mouthful of food, you don't want to smell horse manure at the same time. Thankfully, that doesn't happen very often. Now, after dinner, the kids will run around in the garden and entertain themselves by playing different games. They have all kinds of equipment, from frisbees and balls to chalk and bubble liquid. Blowing bubbles can be a bit tricky if you're small. It takes practice, good timing, and a bit of dexterity to get the maximum amount of bubbles. But who doesn't love them? They make such a pretty picture, blowing around next to the trees. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. We'll be having more dialogues in the future with people of all ages. So let's see if you can figure out some of the words that aren't obviously clear. It's a good way to practice listening. Thanks so much for listening. Check out my website at acupofenglish.libsyn.com, and you can also download the text and grammar notes, also from iTunes. And I look forward to hearing from you if you'd like to write to me. I promise to respond at acupofenglish@live.com. Until next time, goodbye.